His legacy. Once again, for a noble and fair cause, El Cordobés stepped back onto the arena at Las Ventas, aged almost 50 on the 5th of April, 1986, in a bullfight organized in aid of the victims of the Colombian Nevado del Ruiz volcano eruption, which took 23,000 lives. But his real return to the ring would be on the 12th of April, 1995, in Fuengirola, where he cut off four ears and a tail and was carried out on the shoulders of the crowd. But an injury to his wrist forced him to move away from the arena once again. El Cordobés reappeared on the 22nd of April 2000 and continued bullfighting in the 2001 and 2002 seasons until June the 1st of that last year, when he announced his definitive retirement in a bullfight at the Coso de los Califas, the very arena where he was confirmed as a matador 39 years earlier. That afternoon, his pigtail was ceremonially cut off by his eldest son, Manuel Benítez Freise. The trophies awarded are recognition of his work and trajectory, such as the 5th Caliph Award, granted on the 29th of October 2002, placing him in the limbo of bullfighting together with Lagartijo, Guerrita, Machaquito and Manolete.
I know that Córdoba, the mayor, everyone said, 5th Caliph. All right, well, there are 4 caliphs and now there's one more, Benítez. Great. I'm delighted, proud. It's an enormous recognition of my career, my stake in the ground, if you like, and I'm truly grateful.
But the best recognition is from the public, who continue surrendering to his art at every charity event he engages in. As long as the body endures, he will not step down.
Publics everywhere are respectable by all accounts. I mean, they buy a ticket and they want to get their money's worth, you know, see what they expect. They don't ask you to approach. You have to know if you can move close to this bull or you can't. If you make the most of it, the audience will be very thankful, just as I'm grateful to the public for coming to see me. That's what kept me going. It inspired me to live. It gave me life. Just as the bull would bring them to life with each pass. They would give me food and I'd have to feed them with satisfaction, with pleasure. The public doesn't want blood. If a bull turns out to be, you know, complicated and I try to make it walk, the audience will appreciate it. If it's a good bull, well, that's great. But if it's a complicated bull and you fight and make the best of it, then the public will be behind you and the sky's the limit. The public's good everywhere.
A street named after him in Palma del Río, his hometown. There's even a bestseller based on his biography, written by Dominique Lapierre and Larry Collins, Or I'll Dress You in Mourning, in reference to the promise he made to his sister Angelita when he left for Madrid. These are all signs of the lifetime recognition and admiration that the human dimension of the maestro from Palma inspires. He never begrudged time or money to help the two cities closest to his heart, Palma del Río and Córdoba. Shortly before the opening of this museum on the 6th of February 2015, he was honoured with the Gold Medal for Merit in Fine Arts, one of the most prestigious awards of the country. There are people who, because of their magnitude, stop belonging to a place and are no longer just people. The figure of El Cordobés has transcended the sand of the bullrings and now travels as a living legend in the collective imagination.
That's where my penchant for bullfighting comes from. I mean, if not, what would my interest in bullfighting come from? I think my grandfather had 4 Swiss cows. I don't really know. Overall, I still don't believe it myself. I can't even explain it. I don't even know what happened. Because I don't know. Because I don't know, I can consciously say I don't know.
Press pause.